This is the ongoing story of a loving wife and mother of three, who seemingly vanished into thin air on New Year's Day. A wife who stood by her husband through good and bad, and a wife who would eventually become victim to the evil within that relationship. This is the story of Anna Walsh and the ongoing search for justice. This is Finding Anna.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for joining us. Prosecutors stated on Wednesday during the arraignment of Brian Walsh that he, in fact, is suspected of murdering his wife, Anna, by beating her to death and then disposing of her remains after searching the internet on his son's iPad for information on how to get rid of a body. We're going to be hearing the full audio of that arraignment in just a few moments. Though, to set the scene, as the prosecution discussed the alleged activities of the Massachusetts art forger, his whereabouts, and the evidence that detectives had obtained, the Massachusetts art forger slouched forward and gazed straight ahead as the charges were read aloud. This is what it sounded like in court.
The defendant is now before the court charged with murder of his wife, Anna Walsh, as well as disinterring of the body. Anna was 39 years old and mother of three children, 2, 4, and 6. Anna worked in Washington, D.C., splitting her time weekdays between D.C. during the week and staying in her house in Cohasset, where she lived with the defendant and their three kids. On January 4th of 2023, Cohasset police received a call from her Washington, D.C. employee indicating that she was missing. She was due to report to work on January 4th, but did not appear. She had a flight on January 3rd from Logan to D.C., which she did not board. Cohasset police went to their house at Chief Justice Cushing Highway for a well-being check. It was only at this time, when they met with the defendant, that he first reported his wife missing. Defendant stated his wife left the house at approximately 6 a.m. on January 1st, New Year's Day. He stated she took an Uber or a Lyft to go to the airport, that she was returning to D.C. for work. Records were checked, and there were no Uber or Lyfts to that house on January 1st. Defendant said he had not spoken to his wife since the early morning hours on New Year's Day. Cohasset police were granted permission to Bing on his phone to locate her or her phone. Anna's phone indicated that it was stationary in the area of the Cohasset house on New Year's Eve until 3:14 a.m. on January 2nd. There were no outgoing calls made at that time, and at 3:14 a.m. on the 2nd, it was turned off. Defendant stated Anna should have been wearing a dress, a black jacket, hunter boots, watch, ring, as well as carrying a Prada purse. Defendant gave a time limit of 6 or 6:10 a.m. on the 1st when he last saw her. What I'd like to do now is just describe his actions on the days from January 1st. Defendant indicated on January 1st at 3 p.m. he did some errands and went to his mother's house in Swampscott, but got lost. Because he didn't have his phone. He said he knew he was lost when he saw the pirate ship on Route 1. Defendant stayed 15 minutes, then went to Whole Foods and CVS. Surveillance was checked, and he did not enter either of those stores. On January 1st, defendant Googled, using his son's iPad, some of the searches are as follows. Keep in mind that the defendant said he left at 6 a.m. At 4:55 a.m. on January 1st, he searched how long before a body starts to smell. At 4:58 a.m., how to stop a body from decomposing. At 5:20 a.m., he searched how to embalm a body. At 5:47 a.m., 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. At 6:25 a.m. on the 1st, how long for someone to be missing to inherit. At 6:34 a.m. on the 1st, can you throw away body parts? At 9:29 a.m., what does formaldehyde do? At 9:34 a.m. on the 1st, how long does DNA last? At 9:59 a.m., can identification be made on partial remains? At 11:34 a.m., dismemberment and the best ways to dispose of a body. At 11:44, how to clean blood from wooden floor? At 11:56 on the 1st, luminol to detect blood. At 1:08, what happens when you put body parts in ammonia? At 1:21 p.m., is it better to throw crime scene clothes away or wash them? Those were on the January 1st. There was also information gained from the defendant's phone, which showed on January 2nd he was at Home Goods in Norwell, where he purchased three rugs. There were also more Google searches on January 2nd. At 12:45 p.m., Pat saw Best Tool to dismember. At 1:10 p.m., can you be charged with murder without a body? At 1:14 p.m., can you identify a body with broken teeth? On January 2nd, following those, the defendant was seen on surveillance at the Home Depot in Rockland. In checking the surveillance, the defendant is observed on a security camera pushing a cart. Items included cleaning products, mops, brushes, tape, tarp, a Tyvek suit with boot covers, buckets, goggles, baking soda, a hatchet. He had a face mask and rubber gloves on at the time he was pushing the cart in Home Depot. At 5:32, he was seen at the Derby Street in Hingham, now removing the gloves and the mask. Data from his phone also tracked his whereabouts on January 3rd. Locations were traveled at 4:27 on January 3rd to an apartment complex in Abington. Surveillance shows the defendant's Volvo, as well as a male fitting the defendant's appearance, exit a car near the dumpster. He walks to the dumpster carrying a garbage bag. He's leaning, and it appears to be heavy as he has to heft it into the dumpster. He walks to the dumpster with the garbage bag and leaves it. On 4:48, he hit another complex in Abington, and at 5:10 p.m., cell phone shows records at another apartment in Brockton. Video shows a party consistent with his appearance and his Volvo. Again, he discarded items in the dumpster. On January 3rd, that same day, at 1:02 p.m., he did some more Google searches. What happens to hair on a dead body? At 1:13 p.m., what is the rate of decomposition of a body found in a plastic bag compared to on a surface in the woods? At 1:20 p.m., can baking soda mask or make a body smell good? On January 4th, the following day, the defendant went to Home Goods and TJ Maxx. He purchased towels as well as bath mats and men's clothing. At 4:15 that day on the 4th, he went to Lowe's where he purchased squeegees and a trash can. On January 4th, when Cohasset police went to the house on the well-being check, officers observed his Volvo with seats down and a plastic liner in the back of the car. The next day, a view of the Volvo showed his seats folded down, floor mats with some dirt, and the carpet appeared to show fresh vacuum streaks. When asked about the liner, the defendant said he threw it in the trash. Chemists later analyzed the car, and there was present blood in the car. On January 5th, review of the data from defendant's phone showed his phone traveled at 8 a.m., first to his daycare and then to Swampscott, where his mother resides. The phone traveled to the complex where his mother lives at 9:30 a.m., went for about 5 minutes around the building to the southeast corner. In the southeast corner of that complex is where there was a dumpster. The dumpster was later secured and searched. On January 8th, police and crime scene services searched the house in Cohasset. They found blood in the basement, a knife with the presence of blood. The knife was damaged. A second knife was also found in that basement. In addition, there was heavy-duty, large tarp, plastic liners purchased from that Home Depot trip. As part of the investigation, police checked for activity on Anna's credit cards, banks, flights, trains. There was no activity since she was last seen on January 1st. Police also tried to track down what happened to the bags that the defendant was seen throwing in the dump.
That's the audio from earlier this morning of the arraignment of Brian Walsh, who's being charged with the murder of his wife, who was reported missing on January 1st. It was really just a shocking list of things that this individual did, seemingly without regard, over the course of the few days after she was last seen on New Year's Eve. The prosecution discussed some of the activities that he was involved in, and it seems that rather than divorce, he decided to dismember his wife and discard the body. They came up with many items that were discarded and thrown away in Swampscott. Those items included towels, rugs, a hacksaw, a piece of a necklace that she had been pictured wearing, and a COVID-19 vaccine card in her name. Cleanup, as well as DNA that was left behind, all discovered in that trash dump. We have heard of that over the last several days. However, new today was information on the internet searches that were allegedly conducted by Brian Walsh. In fact, let's go through that list of internet searches that were conducted by Brian Walsh. The man who is pleading not guilty to murdering his wife goes back to December 27th, where he searches, what's the best state to divorce for a man? Then we get to January 1st, and it goes well beyond divorce. It seems to take a turn for the worst. At 4:55 a.m., he's up searching how long before a body starts to smell. At 4:58, how to stop a body from decomposing. 5:20 a.m., how to embalm a body. 5:47, 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. 6:25 a.m., how long for someone to be missing to inherit. Keep in mind, he's doing this on his son's iPad. It continues on at 6:34 a.m., can you throw away body parts? At 9:29 a.m., what does formaldehyde do? At 9:34, how long does DNA last? 9:59 a.m., can identification be made on partial remains? 11:34 a.m., dismemberment and the best ways to dispose of a body. 11:44 a.m., how to clean blood from wooden floor. 11:56, luminol to detect blood. 1:08 p.m., what happens when you put body parts in ammonia? 1:21 p.m., is it better to throw crime scene clothes away or wash them? This is what's spinning through his mind. January 2nd, more searches at 12:45 p.m. Hacksaw, best tool to dismember. 1:10 p.m., can you be charged with murder without a body? 1:14 p.m., can you identify a body with broken teeth? On to the 3rd of January, what happens to hair on a dead body? What's the rate of decomposition of a body found in a plastic bag compared to on the surface in the woods? 1:20 p.m., can baking soda make a body smell good? It goes on all the way to January 4th, where Cohasset police went to the Walsh's home after Anna was reported missing. An officer saw Brian's Volvo with the seats down and a plastic liner in the back of the car. The next day, the liner was gone, and the officer saw what appeared to be fresh vacuum streaks in the car. Investigators also found two knives in the basement of the Walsh's home, as well as a large, heavy-duty tarp and plastic liners. Brian's next court appearance is February 9th. It is scheduled to simply be a status hearing. The depravity of this individual is truly shocking. There is much more to be known about this case and much more to understand as it continues to develop with Brian Walsh in custody. Here on this podcast, we will keep you up to date on those developments, including having conversations with experts in this area as to how this all got to this place, as well as breaking updates as we have them. Be sure to press subscribe as to not miss out on any of those updates here on this podcast. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me for more on this case and other cases on Twitter at Tony B Pod. For all of us here, thanks for listening.